Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, folks? It's Monday. Oh, God. January something or other. 13th, maybe. 9 p.m. It's the new show. It's the new time. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show live. Trying something new. I'm going to be posting this video live to the Liberty Rush, libertyrush.com. Check them out soon. Here you want to go.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
And I will be hitting the hot topics, the ones that are in the news, the ones that everybody's talking about right now. The really hottest topic that I can think of seems to be what's happening down in Virginia. We'll be back in 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only, and then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's no answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that, and that's what the song is about. Basically, it's about an officer who's gone down in the line of duty, and he's given his all, and when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops in and out of uniform, they are very human just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office, and the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
That's right,
all
folks.
Units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
Amen. So tonight we'll be talking about all the hot topics that are in the news. The main one for me is what's shaking out in Virginia. Apparently today, 8 of 9 laws passed House committee or whatever the case may be, and they're on their way to becoming law. There is a train wreck heading straight for the Virginia Capitol. And it seems to be pretty disturbing what's getting ready to unfold at the Capitol. Let me turn this on. I got to play something because it's pretty funny. I'll hold the video up. We'll play this fun song. I don't know if it'll play here. I don't know if I can get it to play here. Maybe go over here. I'm going to turn the Bluetooth on this one over here. Hold everything. Oh, I turned it off. Oh, well, never mind. I can't play it off this one because this one's got the radio show on it. It's actually a Bohemian Rhapsody parody with the president. So I just want to make something clear. I posted this on the page, and I wanted to read it. In 1 week, I watched Democrats attacked a man who stopped a church shooting. Cry and woe is me, mourning over an Iranian terrorist, and blame the president for starting a war with a country that has been attacking us for over 40 years. Said it on the last show. I said it before this meme. I put a picture up where this guy was part of the hostage crisis in 1979, the one that we just killed, that the president just bombed in Iraq, just outside Iraq International Airport. Sent the guy to be with his virgins. Nuked them. Blasted them into pieces. But the Democrats want to mourn the death of a terrorist. That alone should tell you what side they are on. They're on the side of the terrorists now. Remember after 9/11? We don't negotiate with terrorists. But apparently we do now. But here we are. Democrats siding with Iranian terrorist people. It's unbelievable. Yeah, you know. So, you know, and folks, I want to make sure you look up Operation Flag Drop and get involved. Maybe you could drop a flag somewhere, you know, and make a statement. But right now I'm trying to find a couple of news stories that I saw earlier today in reference to the laws that were passed in Virginia or that are making it towards being signed by the governor here real soon. There's 1,000 posts before, now I can't. Oh, I want to read this, though, first. I believe it happened today. The hero in the Texas church shooting, Jack Wilson, received the highest honor in Texas, the Medal of Courage, on Monday morning, today. He shot and killed 43-year-old gunman Keith Thomas, who opened fire on a congregation and killed two people at West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, Texas, on the 29th of December. The Governor's Medal of Courage is given to civilians to display great acts of heroism by risking their own safety to save another's life. It is the highest award given to civilians by the governor. Congratulations, Mr. Wilson. You don't live next door to a kid named Dennis, do you? Who knows? But yeah, he awarded them this medal, so that's good news. I'm proud to know that. I've been trying to reach out to him and try to get him get him over onto the show here, but it's been rough. And Florida today has closed the gun show loophole, apparently, over NRA objections. Let's read this story from Lawrence Mower. From Tampa Bay Times, a Republican-led Florida Senate committee passed a bill that would close the so-called gun show loophole, but still allow most private party gun sales to take place without background checks. The bill passed over the strong objections of NRA's top lobbyist, who called it nothing less than gun control on steroids. This committee bill is our best effort. This committee bill is our best effort to try to improve public safety on the margins here, said committee chairman Senator Tom Lee, Republican from Sonoda Sassa. It's not a perfect system. It would essentially operate on the honor system. Senate Bill 7028 would not require background checks for all person-to-person sales, which make up an estimated 20% of all gun sales, according to the Senate committee's analysis. Instead, with selling a gun to another individual, the seller would be required to check the person's ID to make sure they're legally allowed to own the weapon and fill out a form recording the transaction. The form would include a list of questions for a buyer, such as whether they're a felon, a fugitive from justice, or have anything else in their history that would prevent them from owning a gun. The seller would then confirm that they have no knowledge or reason to believe that the purchaser is of unsound mind. The form would then have to be witnessed and signed by a notary public, but the bill doesn't require the seller to do anything with the form. They said it would be in the seller's best interest to hold on to the form indefinitely should this weapon ultimately get used in the commission of a crime. Not filling out forms would be a second-degree misdemeanor punishable by up to 60 days in jail. The bill also requires any private party sales at public places, in other words, gun shows, go through a background check. Police said the seller would go to one of the licensed gun dealers at the show to conduct the background check for a fee. The NRA's longtime Florida lobbyist, Marion Hammer, said a vote for this bill is a vote for massive gun control. It appears to be an actual attempt to ban private sales through red tape and fear. Asking average citizens to create what amounts to a government form and get it notarized is ridiculous. Moments later, Senator Aaron Bean, a Republican from Fernandina Beach, walked out of the committee room and did not vote on the bill. All other senators voted in favor. Afterward, Lee said the bill was an attempt to enact gun control in the least onerous and burdensome way to gun owners. Empathize that any time somebody breaks the law, we come in and pass something the law-abiding citizens are imposed upon. I get it, he said. But we have to we have a job to do. We can't just sit by idly while our children are killing children and pretend this isn't happening. More than a dozen members of gun control group Moms Demand Action were in the room supportive of the bill, but wishing it required all sales to go through background checks. I like that they're making an attempt to close these loopholes at gun shows. 2 years ago, any sort of gun control laws were unthinkable in Florida's capital, which has been in GOP control for more than two decades. Then the Parkland massacre happened in 2018, legislative session, shocked into action, lawmakers react quickly, passing laws that raise the minimum age for owning a weapon to 21, imposed a three-day waiting period for gun purchases, and allowed for police to seize someone's firearms. But mass shootings have continued, and after back-to-back shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, in August, President Bill Galvano from Bradenton called for more action. Now, Bill Galvano, I believe he's the gentleman in Florida here who also received, I think, $500,000 from presidential candidate for the Demon Rats, Mayor Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, Republican. He's gone completely flipped the script. He received $500,000, so now he's a gun grabber. Because he's got paid off by the gun grabbers. But Galvano mentioned expanding background checks, additional school safety measures, and addressing white nationalism. So in other words, if you're a white guy and you love America, they're coming after you. Addressing white that's what it is. You're not allowed to be white and be proud of America. If you are, that makes you inherently racist, and all of a sudden you're a criminal. That's what that means, folks. A resolution denouncing white nationalism. So that means if you're white and love America, they're going to denounce you. You become a deplorable, so to speak. He said the bill has Galvano's support, but even with his support, the bill will have a tough time becoming law. It must pass the House and avoid Governor DeSantis' veto pen. House Speaker Jose Oliva has not come out in support of new gun regulation. Governor Ron DeSantis, a staunch Second Amendment supporter, campaigned in 2018 saying that he would have vetoed the legislative Parkland legislation. So we shall see. The bill also requires that loaded firearms be securely stored to prevent anyone under the age of 18 from accessing them. The current age in the law is 16. The penalty is still a second-degree misdemeanor carrying up to 60 days in jail. It requires that loaded firearms also be kept securely stored to prevent anyone of unsound mind from accessing them. Penalty is also second-degree misdemeanor. It requires paramedics and other emergency medical workers to report to police people who are a danger to themselves or the public. The provision currently exists for mental health workers. It assigns the Florida Department of Law Enforcement with creating a statewide threat assessment system to prevent active shooters and assigns the department 37 full-time positions and nearly $6 million. Senate Bill 7030, passed by committee Monday, would make most of the threat assessment system record secret. And don't forget, the assault weapons ban is on the table here in the Sunshine State. They're trying to move it through with this citizen's petition to get it on the ballot onto the state constitution. So they want to usurp the state constitution with gun control. It's unbelievable. And what's shaking in Virginia is really out of hand. I'm looking right now for the article that I saw earlier where it had the bills that passed. I'm looking. I don't understand why they got an earthquake rumbling the East Coast from Dover, Delaware, up the coast, Long Island, parts of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wow. Crazy. Earthquakes are all over the place. Volcanoes are erupting. Something big is coming, folks. Get ready. I'm telling you. We have more to worry about than martial law and Second Amendment infringing turds in Virginia. Sometimes I think, you know. Well, let's see. They're calling it the gun extremist rally in Virginia. The leftists. Gun extremists. Because we love to be able to repel tyranny that makes us extremists. Can you believe it? You're an extremist because you want to defend your life, liberty, and property, and you want to repel tyranny and stop invaders at the border. It's really something else when it comes down to that. But see, the highest honor goes to Mr. Wilson. Shooting that clown dead in the church. Good stuff. And this is crazy. And now you got a Robert Mueller witness, George Nader, pleads guilty to child porn and sex trafficking. These are the people they tried to use to frame the president. They went and found the lowest, low-down, dirtiest scumbags. Paraded them around like they were some professional. Put them in a suit and gave them a shave and a tie. All of a sudden, they're honorable citizens and they're witnesses. Well, surprise. See you later, turd, Mr. Nader. It's like Nadler. The guy's name, it says Nadler. Nad. It's got no Nad. Cory Booker drops out of the presidential race. Big whoop. So now, the party of inclusion is now only has Caucasians as front runners for their nomination. Oh, they must be a bunch of xenophobic racists, these people. You know? Yes, I agree. And this is something that's kind of, when a church changes their values to match current culture, they're no longer following the Bible, they're following the lost. When a church splits down the center so that they can marry gay people in the church. Sorry, I have nothing against the gays. They're great people. I have some very fine people that I know in my life that are gay. They're fine. I love them all. They're my friends. They were my family. But to get married in the church at the altar of God is wrong. You want to get married, get a justice of the peace, go get a notary public, go get a ship captain, go down to the beach. It's still official, just not at the altar of Christ. I don't care. It's still official. It still counts. You just can't. God's not going to accept it. You can't get married in the church. God don't accept that. It's not in God's plan. And that's it. You got to live with the consequences. If you're gay, you're gay. That's cool. Respect me. I respect you. We're good. We're on the same. We could be pals. We could be buddies. But don't get married in my church. Go to the park. Go to the beach. You know? Just because it goes against our values and what we're taught in the Bible. One man, one woman. Parts are made for procreation. That's what we're supposed to do. But I mean, if you love, you love who you love, I can't help that. God can't help who you love. You love who you love. I firmly believe that. But the consequences of loving who you love can be dire. That's all I'm saying. You know? I mean, the dire consequences of being gay is that that's against God, and I hate to say it, and that's the truth. Even though my friend at work's one of my favorite people, in the whole world. Jamie, great guy. He's a nice, hell of a nice guy. That's funny. That's a meme right there. That's funny stuff. But in Virginia, from what I'm understanding, is 8 of 9 laws passed. I had the article. I thought I saved it. I didn't save it. So now I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. We're going to find it. Yes. And we got Hernando for Bernie events happening at in Brooksville at the Panera Bread. And I had come across and I posted. Now she's posting it here. Kathy. Thanks, Kathy. You're doing great stuff. Thanks for posting that. Pastor G, what's happening? He's in Virginia. I'm going to see if he wants to come on. And maybe he can call in and tell us what's shaking in Virginia. Let's see. Ready? He come on just the other day. He's down there. Pastor, can you call in? See. Bam. There you have it. Let's see if he calls. Then I don't have to worry about the article. He probably has all the information right with him. I'm going to go scroll his page. It might be here. The war of Northam aggression. Nothing will kill a great employee faster than watching you tolerate a bad one. Sixty-one gang members released on Long Island due to Cuomo's new no bail law. What a bunch of dipshit! Well, why does Pastor G have a bunch of stuff from Long Island on his page in New York, huh? You from New York, Pastor G? He didn't post anything here, but he's got a lot of stuff from New York because they're passing all this bill reform stuff, and he's hot on the bill bail reform stuff because they're releasing criminals. Yeah, you got William Floyd Parkway and all that stuff. Bellport Man, he must be in New York. Now he's tied up at the moment. He can't join in. But hopefully he can give us a ring. Had a great rally again in New Orleans. And good things are happening, folks. All right, I'm cruising through here, still trying to find this article. I got to find the article. Because it's crazy. This is all over the place before. Now I can't find a single article. Look at volcanoes. Volcanoes are erupting all over the place. Earthquakes in Delaware and New York Island. Yeah, you know. Man, the heck are these articles? Eesh. Cheered at the national championship game. Hallelujah. Hey, there's Chris. Does anyone else find it ironic that Mayor Pete is defending a regime that would publicly hang him from a crane? You know? Prince Harry. Oh, well. You know, I can't find it. Biggest story on earth. Everybody's talking about it. Now I can't find a single story on it. It's been on all day. People have been talking about it. Now we can't find it nowhere. Big story I'm finding is the crowd at the New Orleans rally there for the president. Let me play a song. I'm going to play some music, folks. Let's get on a jam. What do you want to hear? We're going to be having next week, Jeanette Finicum joins us. And she's going to be talking about the 4-year anniversary of the death of her husband at the hands of the FBI. Really horrible stuff that took place on my birthday, nonetheless. So that's kind of where we're at on that one. Ballad of LaVoy Finnegan. Mark E. Smith. Misha Pruitt, Early Mornings, The Firm, Radioactive, Zach Williams, Chain Breaker, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Nation Radio.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice at the same old line. If you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain. He's a pain taker. He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel.
William Chain Breaker on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Good stuff. We're loving the Zach Williams. He's doing great things. And I guess I cannot find this article. There's not a single story on Virginia passing the gun laws. I have gone hundreds of posts. I could have swore I saved it today, you know, put it somewhere, but I can't find it. So it's very important because they passed like 8 of 9 gun laws today, and there's not a murmur of it, not one patriotic post here from anybody about it. It's crazy. Not one post. plenty of stories about the Texas gunman who got gunned down by a hero, Mr. Wilson. But nothing. I don't know. Volcanoes are spewing all over the place and earthquakes. This is really incredible.
I can't find
not one story on the Virginia gun laws that passed. Not one. I don't understand it. 4.1 magnitude earthquake rumbles the East Coast. I said that just before. Lou Ferrigno teases Hulk become New Mexico Sheriff's Deputy. All right, Lou Ferrigno. Cousin Fungus. Yay. What a bunch of fungus, folks. Check out CousinFungus.com. They're releasing these people that are committing major crimes in bail reform in New York. All right, looks like I can't find a single blurb about the gun laws that were passed in Virginia. How crazy is that? Thousands of posts. I feel like I've been scrolling now for forever. Cardi B wants to become a politician. What do y'all think? That's pretty funny. This is ridiculous, folks. Not one post. Every post here says it's from an hour ago. Something wrong here. There's 700 posts all from an hour ago. Iranians refuse to trample on a flag. They're storming, shouting death to the dictator. I'm getting stories out of Iran. Look at that. That's funny. Yeah, but not a story about it. Unreal. Oh, here we go. I got it. Senate Judiciary Update Number 5 is coming from Kelly Padgett. SB 240 passes 9-5. So they're passing them. So I'm going to go here to Kelly's page. She seems to be having the updates here, so that's good. Virginia recorded footage of the Democratic legislator at Joint Rules Committee taking his Second Amendment. I posted that the other day. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee in Virginia advanced 3 common sense gun safety bills, universal background checks, a one handgun a month purchase limit, and extreme risk protection orders are overwhelmingly popular measures that will make our Commonwealth safer. So, there you have it. They struck the SB 16. Fast Law's assault weapon bill. That's the one that stoked all the pre-session controversy and conspiracy theories about gun confiscation. And the Judiciary Chair John Edwards promised gun bills wouldn't be heard today because GOP Senator Bill Stanley wouldn't be there. Edwards says he did tell Stanley that, but Dems decided to press on. So, it's on in Virginia. They're passing these laws. So, if you live in Virginia and you love America, you love freedom, you love things, you love all things America, you need to be doing what most of these fine folks are doing. Not the ones that are in the inner city, that have overran the inner city, and taking control of inner cities and taking control of whole states, where large swaths of the population live out in rural areas and are patriotic Americans who love our flag and our president and our military heroes like my dad there. But they just letting it go, man. It's I'm sorry you're coming for what? Bunch of armed guys. There you go. You're coming for what? I don't think so. You know, I'm tired, folks. I'm going to play another song maybe and go to bed. I'm tired, man. This 9 o'clock stuff, when I don't have a guest, it's really a drag. If you want to call in, I'm here at the show. I'm going to give it a minute. Let somebody try to call in. Here's the number. Give a ring, folks. I'm here. I'd love to talk to you. Nobody's here.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. So if you're there and you want to talk, if not in just a couple of minutes here, in 3.5 minutes, I'm wrapping up the show at a 40-minute show. I'll take it to 45 minutes. I'm tired. I can't get my live feed working. It's unbelievable. And you know, we got a big rally coming up on the 20th in Virginia. And let me see if it's listed here. And I will check it out. Let's go down to the 20th here in the list. Brooksville Raid, folks, if you're in Florida in the Brooksville area, they have the best, biggest Civil War reenactment coming up here on the 17th and the 18th this month at the Sandhill Scout Reservation. They usually have about 100 cannons, 200 horses, and 2,000 men. It's unbelievable how big it is. It's amazing. We will be having a pro-Second Amendment sign waving here in Spring Hill, Florida area at Highway 19 at the CVS at Spring Hill Drive and Highway 19, 4:30 to 6:30 on the 20th. 2 million Trump supporters to D.C. on the 21st. Pro-Second Amendment, where we're going to be, of course, supporting those in Virginia. That's what the flag wave here in our area is. Folks, you should probably get a flag wave going in your area on the 20th. There's been no official event page made up yet, posted on Facebook. I'm sure there's one out there somewhere. Let me try to find something here. Let's see what this the Virginia Constitutional Conservatives. They had a gentleman from there. He came on my show. He writes for AmmoLand. This is really the big story here, is what's going on in Virginia. You may not think so, but it is. A petition for the recall of Governor Ralph Northam. Today we are faced with the possible destruction of our God-given constitutional protected rights in the Commonwealth of Virginia. But we are not going to back down. We are not going to quietly submit and instead fight back using every means at our disposal. Virginia State Constitution provides a means to recall an elected official, even the governor, for a trial in the circuit court, determining if the official has violated the oath of office. Virginia Senate Constitution is very clear in Article 13. It states that a well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people, trained to arms, is the proper, natural, and safe defense of the free state. Therefore, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That standing armies in time of peace should be avoided as dangerous to liberty, and that in all cases the military should be under strict subordination to and governed by the civil power. In his efforts to disarm law-abiding citizens, Governor Ralph Northam has clearly violated his oath of office. We need 405,000 signatures to enact the recall procedure, so we desperately need your help to reach that number. If you're not willing to submit to tyranny in the state that secured our liberty, you need to act today.
So now the recall petition. I was wondering where the recall petition was for this clown, you know, or why they wouldn't have one. I'm going to ask them to call my show if you can. See if someone calls. If they call in the next minute, we'll wrap it up. I doubt it. You know, let's see. Senate Bill 240, red flag gun compensation, just passed the state Senate Judiciary Committee and is headed to the floor for a full vote. Now is when patriots are needed. Contact every state senator and tell them to vote. A vote for Senate 240 is a vote against their reelection. There you have it, folks. You can find the list of senators at apps.senate.virginia.gov, state of Virginia. You can find it there, folks. It's really, it's crazy. Here we go. Here's some of the numbers you can call. Some of the numbers. Jason Villares, Republican, 804-698-1082. Glenn Davis, Republican, 804-698-1084. All the numbers are 804-698. Okay, folks, so write that down, 804-698. That's for all the numbers that I'm giving you. You got 1082, 1084, 1083, 1075, 1073, 1010, 1028, 1040. Jason Villares, 804-698-1082. Glenn Davis, Republican, 804-698-1084. Nancy Guy, Democrat, 804-698-1083. Rosalind Tyler, Democrat, 804-698-1075. Rodney Willett, Democrat, 804-698-1073. Wendy Gooditis, Democrat, 804-698-1010. Josh Cole, Democrat, 804-698-1028. Dan Helmer, Democrat, 804-698-1040, and Elizabeth Guzman, Democrat, 804-698-1031. Call these folks and tell them what you think. We've been disturbing people's rights. I'm going to wrap up, folks. It's about 10 of bed. I'm tired. It's time to go to bed. Nobody's calling. The show's done. Monday's crapping out on me. I have no desire to do this episode anymore. It's so tiring. We moved to 9 o'clock. It's hard to get a guest. I had 800 guests on my show. I can't get a guest. There's nobody popular in the news right now that you want to talk. I try to get this gentleman. What the heck's his name now? I'm going to find it here real quick. Philip Van Cleve. He is the Virginia Defense League guy. I think that's what they call it. The Virginia Defense League. I'm going to find it right now. The Virginia Citizens Defense League. Try to get him to call into the show, but he won't. He's too busy right now because it's really on, you know. And he's hooked up with Jan Morgan. Jan Morgan came on our show. She's the woman who had the Muslim-free gun store, I believe, in Oklahoma. Good stuff happening there. Really good stuff. But I tried to get Phil Van Cleve to come on the show. I'm hoping that we get him on here real soon. But he's real busy as he's fighting the gun control measure. But anyway, folks, I'm tired and going to bed. So join me Monday for another exciting show. No guest yet. I'm going to be trying to dig up a guest here. Maybe Mr. Van Cleve here. Or someone from Virginia Constitutional Conservatives, maybe they can call the show or something. We'll get somebody on the show. We'll talk about it Monday a little bit more in depth about what they passed, what got through, what didn't get through. Looks like it almost all got through. You know, so please join me as we rise to the national anthem. Flags over there. And here we go. ladies and gentlemen, Dave Bray, Dave Bray USA, Star Spangled Banner, LibertyRush.com, social media without the libtarded rhetoric, and of course, PatriotShit.com with our good friend Paul. He sent me some great patches. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Star Spangled. Show. Let's see who it is. We got 15 minutes to go, 10 minutes to go. We'll play the Star Spangled Banner again.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening? Welcome to the show. It's Mark Hoffman. I'm the host.
Hello.
This is Patriot Nation Radio Show. What's happening? Who's calling?
This is Chris Andrews from the Virginia Constitutional Conservatives. I believe you had sent us a message earlier this evening.
Yes, sir. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming on the show last second. Right here in the last few minutes, but you can fill us in maybe on some of the things that have made it slowly twisting through the Virginia State House of Representatives and Senate headed for Northam's desk. What's the update for today?
Well, the updates from today is that the Senate Judiciary Committee, which of course is a subcommittee of the full state Senate, passed through as rapidly as they could several anti-gun measures and anti-Second Amendment measures, of which we have one that backs a universal a gun registration, but they're calling it universal background checks. Another which allows local governments to ban firearms at special events that they have. But the worst one that they passed through was Senate Bill 240, which, you know, I call it the Red Flag of Tyranny Bill, otherwise known as Red Flag Gun Confiscation Schemes. And this is probably
right.
The most dangerous bill that they've moved forward. Because while the other two bills are infringements, we can also fight those at the local level and have those repealed. However, the Red Flag Law that they're trying to pass would end up putting people in danger of being harmed, both law enforcement officials and the citizens at large. So that poses the greatest danger right now. It hasn't passed the Senate yet, though it looks like it might.
I'm down here in the Sunshine State, and we have the Red Flag Law as championed by Rhino Rubio, our fine Republican Rhino Senator. I voted for the clown twice. I blew it. I voted for him twice. Next time I'm voting for the Democrat. I don't care. I'd rather have a Democrat up there than that turd. I can't stand him.
Well, I would never want you to risk your soul by voting for a Democrat. But at the same time,
yeah.
there's a lot of so-called Republicans that I've never personally voted for. I'd rather just not vote in the race rather than choosing the evil of the two lessers or the lesser of the two
right.
evils, right?
Yeah, you know.
But honestly, here in Virginia, our best hope to stop all these gun bills actually lies in the House of Delegates, which is our version of the House of Representatives, because there
right.
are seven Democrats who won their races by less than 5 percentage points. We need to move five. We put out a big list of them. We're contacting everybody. We're right now tonight. I think we've called somewhere around 75,000 gun owners in the state, encouraging them to call these elected officials. Because if you've only won an election by 5 points, and I've managed a lot of campaigns, if you've won by 5 points, you know somebody's actively organizing against you. That really terrifies you.
Right. So let's see. I think I have a couple of the main ones right here. Forgive me if I butcher their names, but we got Elizabeth Guzman. She's a Democrat,
mm-hmm.
folks. She's one of the ones that just barely won her district. Give her a ring, 804-698-1031. Tell her what you think. Tell her you're not voting for her if she does this. Let's see. We've got a couple of Republicans listed here, too. Jason Meares and Glenn
Yes,
Davis.
Jason. Yeah, Jason Meares, he actually put in a red flag bill back on the special session. He claims he doesn't support them anymore because we've brought a lot of public pressure down on him, but I wouldn't trust him any farther than I could throw him.
So you want to call him, 804-698-1082. We have another Republican on the list, Glenn Davis. What's his story?
Glenn Davis claims to support the Second Amendment and then puts in House Bill 142. What House Bill 142 does, it makes it harder for law-abiding citizens to obtain a concealed carry permit. So, which I can't find anywhere in the Second Amendment where you have to beg the government's permission and pay a fee to exercise your right to bear arms. He's just making it more difficult. He's trying to appeal to moderate Democrats because he only won his election by 2 percentage points, and he's terrified
right.
of the left. It's time he starts being terrified of us instead.
Right on. Nancy Guy, Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one.
She only won by 27 votes. Nancy Guy won by 27 votes. She's definitely somebody to call.
So you want to call Nancy Guy, Democrat, at 804-698-1083. Rosalind Tyler, another Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I'm sure she won by slim margins. And her number is 804-698-1075. This is fun. I like doing this. You know?
I do, too.
Freedom, and I love liberty.
Me too. I never go on the air or never do any public comments without bringing political pain down on poor performing politicians, and these people have it coming, as my grandfather used to say.
Amen. Rodney Willett. Now,
mm-hmm.
folks, these folks all barely won their elections. One of them by only 27 votes. So you want to call these folks and say, hey, look, we're watching. If you want to get reelected. That's Rodney Willett, 804-698-1073. Wendy Goditis.
Yes.
That sounds like an itis that's no good. She's got a good itis.
She's absolutely no good.
Are there any good itises in the world? I always thought itis was like bad. Bursitis, all the itises are no good.
I wish we could get a good shot to get rid of Wendy Goditis, a good medical shot, but we can't. So apparently we're stuck with her for the next 2 years,
804-698-1010. 1010 wins. All news all the time. New York. Yuck.
So what's ironic? Oh, yeah. And just real quick on Josh Cole, we've had people calling him for a while, and he says he supports the Second Amendment, but he supports, red flag laws. It's a mess.
Red flag laws. Basically, folks, if you don't know, you don't listen, watch my show, and you're just tuning in for the first time, and you have no clue what the red flag law is, say you decided you have a long day and you're going to cut your grass at 7 o'clock in the morning and you piss your neighbor off. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to get that guy. Hello, my neighbor. He's got a rifle in the closet and I'm scared. I think he's going to shoot me. That's all it takes. Bam, they're going to that guy's house. That's it.
They're kicking in your door at 3 a.m. with a SWAT team. They're shooting your dog. They're putting your family in danger. Maryland, a citizen was killed a few months ago when he answered his door at 5 a.m. when the SWAT team showed up with a gun in hand, expecting it was a home intruder. Instead, it was the police when they shot him. The bad thing about red flag laws, not only violate the Second Amendment, but they also violate the Fifth and Sixth Amendment right to due process in your day in court. It's like half the Bill of Rights almost.
And the Fourth Amendment. The right to be
absolutely
safe in a person's neck has a kick in your door without probable cause. Kicking in your door without getting the proper procedures in place. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Billy's got a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Billy, don't
absolutely
be a hero. Don't be a fool. I'm just showing my age with that old song. And then we got
Dan Hellman, who was actually graduated from West Point, took an oath to defend the United States Constitution, and then turning around and doing his best to gut it now that he's being propped up by out-of-state Bloomberg dollars.
Right. And how much money did Bloomberg's gun lobby funnel in to buy the elections of the Virginia politician?
Oh, it's just millions and millions and millions. In fact, even the prosecuting attorney here in my home county, they bought that seat with $891,000. You've got to think they really have some real plans, Bloomberg's anti-gun nuts, that they're willing to spend almost $1 million buying a prosecuting attorney seat. They have plans to use that as essentially a club against the freedom-loving citizens of Virginia.
It's really unbelievable. It's the state where the man who penned the Second Amendment is now the forefront of the Second Amendment battle in our country. I put out a meme, and I got to wrap up the show real quick after this, but I put out a meme last week. Oh, what the hell was the meme I put out last week?
We've all been busy with memes, haven't we?
I put out so many damn memes. I'm a meme-aholic.
I thought the meme wars were over in 2014. Apparently, I was wrong.
Oh, my God. I got to try to find it now because I can't remember. It's 10 o'clock at night, and I'm an old man. I got up at 4:30. Come on, folks. Give me a break. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. If I find it, I'll go over it. But I don't know.
But if anybody
boy
wants to help us, because we're calling thousands of Virginians every night, urging them to call these endangered delegates. We are also, reaching about 500,000 people on Facebook every week in Virginia, as well as emailing somewhere around 100,000 gun owners. If someone wants to help us, we're an all-volunteer pack. Definitely go to Virginia Conservatives, plural, virginiaconservatives.net. We would love any donations anyone can send to help us fight this battle.
Right. And I found my meme. And basically
you found your meme.
What I said on I didn't find a meme, but I found the picture, and it reminded me of what I wrote, so I can kind of go with it. Basically what it was is the picture of the original 13 colonies, correct? See? And of those 13 colonies, 8 of them, and now 9, are the strictest gun laws on the books today. 9 of the 13 original colonies have the strictest gun laws in the country, where the birthplace of freedom is now the birthplace of usurping your rights and slamming you with tyranny. God bless America. We hope we can wake up and snap out of this mess. I want to thank you again, sir. What was your name? And give us your name again,
Chris
and
Sanders.
Tell us your organization.
Yeah, I'm Chris Andrews. I'm the director and founder of the Virginia Constitutional Conservatives. And by the way, we haven't lost yet, and we're not going to lose. We're going to fight. My family came here in 1748 and fled the Scottish Highlands when the British were trying to wipe away their culture and take away their firearms. And I'm certainly not going to flee again. I'm going to stand my ground, and we're going to fight here in Virginia. We may not win all the battles this time, but if we don't get their votes, we'll take their seats in 2021. And people can find out more about us on Facebook at the Virginia Conservatives, Virginia Constitutional Conservatives page, not the group, Virginia Constitutional Conservatives page and virginiaconservatives.net. And I appreciate you having me on.
I appreciate you calling me at the last second. I appreciate it very much. I'll probably be talking a little bit more about this as the event on the 20th approaches. Keep in touch, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Send me a friend request, Mark Hoffman on Patriot Nation Radio, et cetera, et cetera. I was talking with and trying to get on also Phil Van Cleve. So we'll get him on here soon. He just responded back. I sent him a message earlier today. He's very busy, I'm sure, fighting this mess too. I want to thank you so much for coming on, ladies.
We're all busy here.
It's been another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio. We did the Star Spangled Banner already, so we're just going to wrap up, say goodnight. God bless you. God bless America, and keep up the good fight. Folks in Virginia, we are supporting you all over the country, especially patriots like me who love and understand what our forefathers gave us. It's our job to preserve it for the next generation and pass the torch of liberty to our kids so that they can live free too. And I'll tell you what, if war is going to come out of this, let it come in my time so my kids can live free. Another famous good quote. Remember that, folks. With that, I want to say thank you again for calling in such short notice. Please stay in touch, and maybe come on Monday. We could talk even deeper about it without short notice. Maybe sometime, maybe I can get Mr. Van Cleve to join as well. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. God bless you. God bless America. This has been another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Thank you, and God bless.